High noon in the District of Columbia. We've got a controversy in the chat, Brian.
What's going on?
Jupe just moved to West Virginia and thinks it should now be considered part of the DMV.
Jupe, you're outside of it, dog.
Yeah, nah.
Sorry, brother.
I think it's also important. Baltimore's not in the DMV. I recognize there's an M in DMV and Baltimore's in M, but that's a different entity. Just if anybody doesn't understand
that.
All right. Landfill, your blame pie, sir.
40% to the secondary. They just wouldn't cover anybody yesterday.
You were going at it in that little chat.
Yeah, I'm going to give 20% to St. Just in particular, in addition to the 40% to the rest of the secondary. St. Just gets 20. Then another 20% to the run defense because they also couldn't stop anybody who was running the ball, although I don't think it was quite as devastating as the pass. And then 20% to the offensive run game because they got nothing going all game.
I think it's pretty fair.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they got blown out. It wasn't terrible, but they didn't do enough either. And ultimately, this thing's about wins.
100%.
It's about winning games. And I think there was a time earlier in the year where, they lost to Baltimore 30-23, but Jaden played pretty well. Cool, this is a rebuild year. And it's still a rebuild year, but expectations have changed. Organizations evolve. The universe changes every day, every minute, and that's happening as this season unfolds.
Totally.
B is in Richmond. What up, B?
JP, B, Mitch, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, buddy?
Doing good, brother.
I'm doing all right. Hey, guys, this is kind of hard to do a blind pie because we didn't play terrible against a good team in the NFL. But what I want to say, if I had to do this, I'd get 50% defense, 25 rush D, 25% pass D. We couldn't stop neither one. That's just honest. 25% offense, missing that workhorse, B-Rob, can't help that, injuries. I wish we could have turned some of those field goals into touchdowns. Hey, you got to live with that. Had a penalty in the red zone sometimes. Hey, you got to, you know, work on that. 25% offense. But the last 25%, got to give it to my damn self. I'm one of the fans that be like, you know, let the team talk for you. I don't do much talking. Super Bowl, playoff, no. Team talk for you. You see us balling this year. I don't need to say much. You see us, that's all I need to matter. This weekend, hanging out with the fellas, a couple of adult beverages, you know, Baltimore could beat y'all, they would dog y'all. Wait a minute. Y'all acting like y'all don't see us or something. Ain't gonna be no blowout. But, you know, mouth get to running, feeling myself. You know, should have just stayed humble. But, hey, 25% last go to myself. I ain't mad at the loss.
How much you lose?
I broke even because of the Cowboy thing. I took Detroit. I took, you know, in the scans, he took Baltimore and the Cowboys, of course. So I broke even on that. And then at night I got the Jets and the Buffalo. He was a Buffalo fan, so he took the Commanders. I mean, he took the Ravens and Buffalo. So if I get the Jets win tonight, I break even on that one, too. So I ain't mad at that. So that's it, fellas.
Y'all, all right, brother.
You know, good show.
Thanks, dude.
Gotcha. All right, brother.
Let's try to keep these blame pies going. Who do I know that I can trust to have a blame pie? You think Ford and Bethesda's got one, Landfill? Let's find out. Ford, you got a blame pie?
I do. I think 40% of that is going to St. Just. That initial play, they were targeting him the whole time. It felt like it. Hello?
Yeah, you there?
We got you, bud.
Yeah. It felt like they had him on Zay in the first, and Zay was tearing him up. They switched him over to Bateman. Bateman was absolutely tearing him up. Gave up that pass interference. Rest of it, I don't know. I don't like how he's moving Frankie around like he thinks he's Micah. I know Frankie's great, but he can't fill that role. I think our line did great. Our opposite of blame pie, we got to give some credit to AP. Brandon Coleman has looked phenomenal this year. His pressures with Myles Garrett last week. This week, he's still looking great. Yeah, most of that is on the secondary and passing in that intermediate on the linebackers. But I love how we're looking. I love Jaden, and I'm so here for it.
All right, bro.
Thanks, dude.
Gotcha.
I don't mind them moving Frankie around. That's last week he has 2.5 sacks and a fumble recovery. We're all celebrating it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think
interception this week.
Luvu had a really great answer. I asked him just what they learned what they learned in that loss. And he just looked at me. Frankie decides to look at you and, like, really make eye contact. He's a fairly intense fella. And he just said character. And I think that's the kind of thing you want to take from a game like that, where you get a shot at a team that was the one seed and in the AFC title game last year.
You find out who's going to pack it in and who's going to fight to the end.
Nels is in Blacksburg. Nels, you got a blame pie?
Yes, sir, I do. Thanks for having me on, boys. First of all, go Hokies as always. Second of all, I got to say 40% secondary, 40% defensive line. And I get it. I think somebody mentioned earlier there, Colin, saying, you know, it's Derrick Henry, it's hard to stop. That is true. Derrick Henry is the king for a reason. But they just cannot get a stop for their life. I say 20% offensive line, you know, Jaden Daniels is really impressed outside of the pocket scrambling, but I hate seeing that because if you never, you know, it's a 2 to 3 second rule. I hate seeing the quarterback scramble and being out of the pocket because that's when nasty hits can happen. That's when you can get hit out of bounds, whatever. I'm going to say, though, that's 44. Some ice cream on the side, whipped cream on top, whatever you want to be. That first three possessions for the offense, field goal, punt, punt. If you're able to get a touchdown off of that turnover versus a field goal, and you're able to at least get a field goal on those next two drives instead of a three and out and then a six and out, that completely changes the dictation of the game. That completely changes the mindset for the Ravens and even the Skins and Commanders going into the half. So, you know, it's difficult. This is a team that clearly can play with almost anybody. I think you guys mentioned that earlier, too.
Definitely.
So, but if you get that touchdown instead of that field goal, you get at least 3 points on one or two of the next drives instead of going out. And, you know, it's been mentioned a lot today, B-Rob being out certainly was to do with that and not being established the game on the ground. I think the game completely changes if you're able to capitalize off of that turnover and be able to shock Baltimore. I mean, it was a shock already with an interception. You turn that into a touchdown, you got people starting to believe because there's a ton of Commanders fans in that stadium. So this feels like a game they could have won had the first half gone differently, but still proud of the effort and still feels like things are on the right track right now.
Appreciate you, brother.
Good call there, Nels.
I think what he's saying, like when they got the interception, automatically assumed we were getting a touchdown. Because they've been getting so many touchdowns. And I think that we have been scoring on so many drives. Not getting a touchdown there and then having those three and outs, it kind of just let you know something was a little off.
Sure. Landville, I'd like, if possible, for you to hit me with a sound effect. I'm going to read you a tweet I got for the Blame Pies. Everybody ready? B, you locked in here? Yeah. Jeff, you locked in? Jeff's wearing a dope-ass 91 skin Super Bowl sweatshirt. I wish I owned that, Jeff.
That's why he was talking about 91 earlier.
Well, Jeff, we're talking
right
about 99's
in the 2000s.
What was the good Gibbs year? Not when Sean passed, but the first one.
05?
We can talk 99 or 05. That's what we can talk about. 15, maybe? Those are the teams we can talk about. All right, Landville, you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
Titus Jones is a big fan of the program. We get down with Titus, okay?
Yeah.
We appreciate Titus's listenership, his fellowship, his patronage.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let Landville decide on this one. Titus says, I'm blaming Adam Peters. Same way he gets credit when winning, he deserves blame for signing Michael Davis instead of Stephon Gilmore.
Boo. Boo.
53-man roster, 16-man practice squad, a lot of moving parts, man.
Yeah.
You can't get mad at the guy for hitting like 800 in moves this offseason. I mean, come on. Of all the guys whose fault it isn't, it's Adam Peters.
I agree. And at some point, maybe we save this for tomorrow. Today I want to react to the game, right? But tomorrow at some point, I want to open the phones. We're not doing this today, so don't call in with this today. We'll do this tomorrow.
I might not want to bring it up then. How about you just wait and listen
to
tomorrow?
Yeah, let's just hold the idea till tomorrow. Just put it in a group chat so we don't forget.
I'm an idea guy, but I don't hold well.
Definitely text us immediately because you will forget.
Text it into the chat.
Bones is in Southeast. Bones, you got a blame pie. Oh, Bones, I'm blaming you, dog. I'll put him on hold and see if you can fix that. Spencer's been on hold a while. What up, Spence?
What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Doing good. We looking for blame pies?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Shoot, man. I mean, everyone's been talking about Benjamin St. Juice.
for sure. He was bad. I got to say, I know, you know, Jonathan Allen went out in this game, so, you know, I can't blame him too much. But I need a little bit more from the interior rush, and especially in the run game. You know, waiting to see more from Johnny Newton and guys like that, although I thought he played pretty well. But, yeah, I'd say mostly Benjamin St. Just. And then, you know, I think, yeah, he was onto something with the Michael Davis over Stephon Gilmore, but we wouldn't even be in this position of winning games without Adam Peters. So, you know, take your lumps with that one, I guess. But I just want to say that I was 12 years old when RG3 took us to the playoffs. I've been waiting for it to be fun again pretty much my whole life, and it's fun right now. So we're beating the bad teams, and we're not getting blown out by the good ones. That probably means that we're a good one. So I'm excited.
Thanks, buddy. All right, good call, Spence. I think people need to chill with Adam Peters.
Yeah, definitely.
That's crazy. Walking around like the Rain Man, and they're screaming about Stephon Gilmore. Nelson Jordan via Twitter says, blame pie. DQ Joe Witt's defensive game plan gets 35%. D-line gets 20%. DBs, 10%. O-line, 15%. Special teams, 10%. And the bleeping blind refs, another 10%. The refs were bad. Help me understand the special teams there. They missed a kick.
Yeah.
Got blocked, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I guess they gave up some kind of chunky returns. But Trest dotted some punts. What, Jeffrey?
Now, one of them, the last field goal he made, I think it was before the one to tie the game, it looked like somebody blocked it, but he didn't. It wasn't blocked. It was just like a crazy
that,
kick.
I think it was an extra point.
Yeah.
It was a screwball.
It went through it, though, didn't it?
Yeah, but after the
it
block.
It was a screwball, though. It looked
this
wacky.
This wasn't Siebert's. It wasn't his tightest of games, but it's okay.
I think it's Seibert, but yeah.
Siebert. Lando, tomato.
You'll be happy to know Heather McDonough thinks you can't get mad at a guy for hitting 800 was your best line ever. Let's go to Ricky in Oxon Hill. What up, Rick?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Thanks, good, man.
And hey, Mitch.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm going to give 100% blame pie to the lukewarm fans. So everybody's jumping off the bandwagon every time we hit a bump in the road. And what people don't realize is we just played a team that has 6 years plus of continuity. Okay, we have a team that has been built with 1 year. Okay, so you can't, and to see how they played and how they hung in there and they only lost by 7, still got a lot of holes to fill, still got a lot of games to play. So we're where we're supposed to be, but probably so far ahead that people just got to chill and start looking at, okay, we don't have the talent, so we're still building the talent to bring in. But the main thing is we've got the foundation,
yep.
And that's the quarterback and then also the system. So, yeah, my blame probably goes to the lukewarm fans.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm with that.
I think fans are in a good spot. I think by
We have some that they react too much to everything.
I agree.
Something like you got to understand that one team ever in the NFL has gone undefeated.
Right.
You're not going to get that most often.
I also think I think this in life, let alone football fans, I think by and large, people are normal and look at Washington and say, damn, they got this young quarterback who looks like a baller. They're 4-2. They got the Panthers on deck. They could really win this division. You know, this is an exciting time. I think most people view that prism. But I think the real loud ones are the ones that live on the fringes of society and believe in some wacky stuff.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
I'm with that.
Jay is on the line. Jay, what up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call, man.
All right, bro.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I got two things for my blame pie. Real quick, B-Mitch, you my guy, man. You're a Hall of Famer. This ain't no disrespect, man. But I don't know where you got that, where if you go down on them, they go down on you. That don't work in my house. Whoever get got first, they get got. I don't know. Hey, look.
Hey, I was talking about football, dog.
Hey, look. Then my second thing before I give my blame pie, JP, look, man, you one of the coolest dudes, white dudes I ever met, man. I seen you at training camp last year, took pictures with my sons and me and everything. You cool, I follow you. You always wearing Jordans. But I just gave you a bleep you the other day about not knowing that the ticket price was $350 per ticket.
Now you
complaining about the visitor's locker room being too small. That's all of us who play ball. We know how it is because they don't want you to be comfortable. And here, we want you to be uncomfortable.
Yo, I've been in a lot of visitors' locker rooms, dude. That one is particularly small.
But listen, the more you say that, the more I'm starting to feel like maybe you're a little bit privileged, man. So, I don't know. You're my guy, though.
Thanks for the call,
no,
dude.
But so my brain.
All right, look, go ahead.
My brain pride is like this. 65 goes to the defense because the offense, we can't blame them. They scored 23 points without a running game. So, you see, they did their part. But the defense, you can't blame the secondary. Because the secondary coverage goes hand in hand with the defensive rush. He wasn't hitting his first read and getting 300 yards. He was waiting until those crosses came open. So where's the pass rush? They go hand in hand. 10% goes to the O-line. Because you know why? When that dude Hamilton hit Jaden Daniels, somebody should have been hitting him in the face, punching him in the mouth. When they tried to elbow Jaden Daniels in the head down at the goal, they was trying to intimidate him. And I didn't see any linemen running to – it should have been a fight. Somebody should have been fighting one of their guys. 15% go to the defensive scheme because I feel like we let them have a two-way go. Like if you're guarding somebody in basketball. If you're left-handed, I'm not going to let you get to that left-hand side. I'm going to play you to the right. But Joe Whitman, they was able to play to their identity. Baltimore, we didn't make them do anything different. They threw for 300. They ran for this. So what did we take away from? If you're gonna beat me, I'm gonna take away something. I'm not gonna give you a two-way dough. And they let them do whatever they want. And then the last 10% definitely goes to the referees, man. That was home cooking if I ever seen it. They was missing stuff. Terry gets flagged every play. Every play they Drake on it. But the last thing and I'm gonna go. When it comes to the defensive secondary and when those receivers, you gotta reroute them. The art of rerouting is gone. You don't reroute them, and the linebackers letting these crosses run through. You got to hit them and knock them off their route. Make them not want to come back through there.
Good call, Jay. We got to get out of here. Good call there. Speaking of the corners and the coverage plans, we got some Benjamin St. Juice audio. We're going to play next. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I liked this tweet from Jeremy Lee. Said, solely blaming Joe Witt for the secondary struggles is like hiring Wolfgang Puck and asking him to make a gourmet meal with steakums and SpaghettiOs. Let him build. Let him cook. One person that didn't have his best game but has had a pretty solid season, I think it's important to point out that dichotomy. Two things can be true. Benjamin St. Juice, he spoke with the media yesterday after the game.
Shit sings, you know, like we all care about, you know, winning, and you know, everyone is not satisfied with how we played, and everybody's hungry to, you know, get back to work. So that's a message they sent us.
We saw Zay Flowers break out last week. What is it he does that was so?
Last week what?
Flowers. Yeah, he had a big game last week and then another today.
Yeah.
They
create good plays for him to get in space and get some yards and all that stuff. So just got to limit that, man.
To make sure this doesn't happen again.
Eliminate some of the plays that from our end in terms of communication. I think that's the thing, and then capitalize on the opportunities when they're there. You know, be a little bit better on third down. You know, that's for me. I'm talking for myself. That's it.
What can you do better in these situations?
I'm keep playing aggressive. I'm not going to let a receiver just catch a touchdown freely like that. I'm never going to see that. So they better call the flag if they want to or not call it. If a guy stumbles and it looks like it, or, you know, there's a little hook here and there, these, you know, receivers push off all the time. It is what it is. But I'm not going to just let a receiver run by freely and score a touchdown on us. Never.
You guys have made progress last couple weeks in defense. What didn't go right today? And I know Lamar's different, right? Jake Derrick is different. Is there anything else that didn't go, you know, that you felt like, hey, we've been doing well here, but we didn't do it today?
Maybe on the communication part, I'll have to go back and look at the film. But like, it felt like sometimes like we had some guys like open or like some, you know, we were missing maybe a guy here and there, which is crazy because like that's all stuff that we can fix on our end. And the game wasn't that there wasn't that big of a gap. You know, it was a pretty close game. So if we can eliminate those small things, like, oh, we're missing a guy on the edge here, or maybe in the pass game or the container, whatever, all things that we do, like they didn't beat us at that. We just beat ourselves. You know, these small things could have made the game, you know, a little bit different towards the fourth quarter. Yeah. As long as the offense score and put up some points, as long as they give us 21 points after that, the defense can go out there and do our thing. So I'm very, really happy with how we fought, and I'm very optimistic like that we can fix all that stuff.
Benjamin St. Juice yesterday in the locker room. Apparently somebody was closing all the lockers at the same time during the same segment. Yo, the Ravens grass, they take really nice care of it, but the maintenance on that field. Did you guys do your show from the field or from the tunnel?
Out of the field.
Were they mowing the grass and everything right behind you? It was loud.
They weren't, but at the time we were. But I noticed that on.
They definitely were at the time I was.
Some other fields they were. like last week, definitely.
Yeah. Hell, that's at home.
Yeah. yeah.
The wildest thing at the home is that one sprinkler they have to block off with a frisbee. BSJ, I think, largely hitting the right tone there.
Yeah.
Corners, it's like baseball, dude. Corners have a pretty impossible job, and the best corners are probably shutting somebody down. Like, to do that job well is maybe half the time you win, yeah. And league average is probably a quarter of the time you win.
By that.
Guys get open, and they throw the ball, and the rules are all to their advantage. I thought BSJ got hosed on the one pass interference with Bateman. The one at the goal line was legitimate. You got to just be on to the next.
Yeah. You can't worry about it. And you look at the film, you find out what you did wrong, you try to correct it, and you hope next time you're in the situations, you do something else. And I understand his mindset, like, I'm not going to just let people run freely. They push off on me. But you got to learn how to do it in a way that you don't constantly be seen.
Yo, and then if you think about what makes the Ravens so hard to beat is Henry and Lamar. And so think about it this way. The Ravens average 114 yards per game on explosive runs.
Yeah.
Runs of more than 10 plus yards. That's not what they average for a game, which would be pretty good if you're averaging 114 a game on the ground. That's just what they average on long runs.
They average, what, close to 200?
I can pull that up. But Derrick Henry leads the NFL in yards of runs over 10 yards. Then you got Mason, Dobbins, Saquon. Then you got Lamar.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not just Henry. Like the run threat is so significant going against that organization, and I don't think that can be diminished, that they are first in the NFL in yards gained on the ground.
They have a machine, man.
Yeah. They've got 1,200 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns through six games. So, I mean, a little over 200 a game.
Yeah.
Our guy Jupe has made it to the line. What up, Jupe? How's West Virginia?
Hey, first of all, bleep y'all for kicking me out of DMV like that. That's mad disrespectful.
That's up to B-Man.
Hey, Jupe, you moved to West Virginia. You left the DMV.
Hey, B-Man, we fellow Leos, dog. You just going to boot me to the curb like that? I see how we go.
Hey,
cool.
West Virginia cool. Don't count. When you back down in Maryland or Virginia, it'll count for you.
Hey, I work down here. Does it count?
Yeah. But once you cross right, that line, you back out.
All right. Here goes my blame pride, man. 40% to Lamar Jackson's legs, 40% to Derrick Henry's size, 18% to Ron Rivera's lack thereof of drafting, 1% to Bobby Wagner for missing that fumble because, man, if that was a snake, he would have been put on IR for a snake bite for 4 to 6 weeks, and 1% to Jeff for that hype song. Why you sample his time for the percolator instead of sampling some go-go, man? Come on, you can't be giving respect to B-more.
I didn't sample. I ain't sample Percolator. That was a exclusive made beat from scratch.
I know. I'm
but
just
don't worry. The go-go coming, dog. But it was just the time. It was just the time.
I got you. Hey, look, at the end of the day, this fan base need to chill out. We can't win every game. I would say this is a moral victory for us fan base, but this was fuel to the fire for the players on the field. This is making them more hungry. Just let them know, like, hey, we got more work to do. And you heard it from all the interviews JP, you did. I was looking on Twitter or some other ones. Like, this is going to make them even more hungrier and get them prep for the next game. I still got this me and a 10-win team. We're good. Like, I see we just need at least one shutdown cornerback to cut that field in half for the defense. But overall, like, from where we started from, if this was last year, we would have got ran up out the building. It would probably have been 40-3. So, you know, we gotta take the positives where we can, count your blessings where you can, and just move on from there. Don't need to blame Adam Peters. You can't fix the team in one offseason. Don't blame Joe Witt, like that one guy you said. You can't expect him to create steaks with Salisbury steaks. Like, let's just chill. Back up the team, support them. Let's keep going, fellas. That's all I got for y'all.
All right, brother.
Thanks, dude. Good call, Juke. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to break on time. Shock landfill. We're going to take all your calls. Then Danny Cannell joins us at 1.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Cap off NFL Week 6 with a chance to win on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins on tonight's game. Got the Buffalo Bills taking on the Jets. So you can go with Garrett Wilson over receiving yards, James Cook over rushing yards, and Dalton Kincaid anytime touchdown. Or you can just build your own same game parlay. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. They'll be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Down in Georgia. Wound up on the wrong side of a gun. I was born in the back seat of a Greyhound bus. 41. Who's here? Denny Rouye. Denny.
You say he was born on the back seat of a Greyhound bus?
Rolling down Highway 41.
All the seats are back seats.
Fair point.
Kind of know. Sounds a little weird, don't it?
Fair point.
Nah, no. The back of a Greyhound seat, all the way in the back, it got 3 seats instead of 2.
Yeah, but you're next to the bathroom, and that's why it stinks
back there.
So he was born by the mobile porta-john on 3 seats.
But he just said in the back seat. Spot. I don't know if he mean that seat. He just said in back seat.
Have you guys never heard that song?
Never. Yeah, I never really listened to it.
Never.
That's a pretty famous song. Actually, you know who that is? That's your favorite band.
Who?
They're named after a nut.
I don't know that one.
You called them the Almond Brothers.
Oh, I forgot, but I know where you're going with this.
Hold on. They're the Almond Brothers. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, you said I called another band the Almond Brothers.
You called it doesn't matter. This is we don't have time. I promised these callers we'd get to them. Traffic report. Danny Cannell joins us at 1 o'clock. Also, tonight, if you want to hang out, I will be at MGM National Harbor drinking some beers. I very rarely go out on Mondays. Come hang out. Jeff, you coming? You're. I feel like B probably isn't. I'm not.
I'm going to. I got an event.
I thought you had something.
I have an event at Creighton Farms.
That sounds fun.
With Skull Games.
Skull Games?
Yeah, they basically they go out and they try to find people that's doing wrong.
Ooh.
And they bring them to justice.
All right, my event is way more low-key. It's a podcast party where we're going to drink beer and watch football. Landfill, will you come to MGM?
I'm not going to do that, but Thank you for the offer.
He went to Greg's house yesterday.
And I know. How was Greg's house?
That's messed up.
Leadville out
you
in
won't
these
hang
streets.
Out with none of us at our house. You go to Greg's house.
If you guys were at Greg's house, I would have hung out with you.
All right, let's get
I live closer to you than damn Greg's house. I know that.
That's true.
Craig is on the line. Craig, talk to me.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What up, man? Dude?
Man, I can't call it. Listen, man, I've been listening to these callers. I got a blank pipe, but let me say this real quick. I've been listening to these callers, and I've been listening to these dudes ridicule Joe Witt and his scheme and this, that, and the third. Man, Joe Witt just helped Diggs get paid, and he just had Deron Bland looking crazy on that back end. So it's not the scheme. It's just the players that we have. And that's an indication on Ron Rivera with these lousy drafts that we have. And I'm hearing dudes talking about some, yeah, man, I coach football, this, that, and the man, I coach youth football. There's a big difference between trying to fit a run with Derrick Henry, who weighed like 265, versus a little kid. So, you know, it's going to be easier to stop a child than it is to stop an NFL franchise with a quarterback that runs a 4.35 40. Now, as far as the scheme, I mean, look, these dudes is coming out. I heard a dude say something about a two-way go. They running these nasty splits. You cannot do anything but have outside leverage. And when you got the outside leverage and they know that you're sending everybody, they're just going to run these over routes. So it's really nothing you can do when you don't have a shutdown corner. So, I mean, the scheme is the scheme. We just don't have the personnel to keep up with a lot of these dudes on the back end.
Amen.
Now, as far as the blame pie, I'm going 80% Benjamin St. Juice. Now, I ain't really a St. Juice fashion. 80, bro. He looked bad. JP, he looked bad. He looked bad. Okay, man. He looked bad, and sometimes he just looked like he don't
45 hit. Dudes like playing like, the game. You got 80% on one.
Look, man, listen, St. Juice, man, he got hot versus St. Juice. Like, when somebody get hot versus, you got to do something. Like, you got to do something. You got to take it upon yourself to say, man, I'm stopping this. So, I'm putting 80 on St. Juice, and I'm putting 10 on little Forbes for not being able to play on this back end, man. And I'm putting the last 10% on Ron Rivera. And man, that's all I got, man. Y'all take it easy, fella.
All right, Craig.
Thanks, bud. Good call. DJ's in D.C. DJ, what you got?
What up, D?
What's good, fellas, man? I got a whole bunch of them I'm going to throw it out to. But 35% definitely going to St. Juice, man. He just getting cooked out there like a rotisserie chicken, man. I mean, slow burning, too, man. They just burnt him up and down the field. 15% is going to Cliff, believe it or not, because I think he was too conservative and respectful of the Ravens' defense. So he wasn't aggressive as he should have been. Another 20% goes to my defensive ends because they were not getting any pressure at all to make my daggone defensive tackles go ahead and get them coming up the middle. Make Lamar step up at all. Containment is key because they contained our offensive line. We should have contained on there. 10% is our defensive scheme. I got to give it to the defensive scheme. The 15%, I got to give it to Ron Dumbself because his draft picks and him messing his daggone team up and his players and not knowing anything, because there's no way in the world we should have Forbes over Gonzalez. The Patriots took 15 seconds to go ahead and grab him because they were like, oh, they can't be that stupid to go ahead and do it. They took 15 seconds after we picked Forbes to grab Gonzalez. That was just straight stupid. The last 5%, I hate doing it. I got to give it to the refs. I got to.
Good call. Thanks, DJ.
I'm blamed by.
The Gonzalez-Forbes thing is starting to look worse and worse by the week. Last one. Bones is in Southeast. We're trying again. Bones, talk to me.
Hey, what's up, JP? What's going on, B. Mitch?
We good, brother?
To my main man, Chip Walker. Hey, man, I'm going to give 100%, man, to the defensive coordinator, Joe Witt, man, but not trying to figure out how we can use Jamin Davis' speed on this defense. Jamin Davis has speed, and some of those plays where they were getting on the outside probably could have been nullified had we had Jamin Davis. You know, we need to have Jamin Davis out there on that linebacker position, roving back and forth, monitoring the defensive line from east to west. Because he definitely has speed if he don't have nothing else. I love you guys, man. Thanks for taking my
Bones,
call, man.
In 4 seasons, what have you seen that makes you think Jamin changes that game yesterday?
I I mean, you know, he got speed. We just need to find out how to utilize and take advantage of his speed. He definitely has speed if he ain't got nothing else. Because it looked like we was getting beat yesterday because guys didn't have speed. Wagner couldn't definitely keep up with him. He don't have no speed. You know, it was all about speed. I was at the game. I saw it. I was right there watching it.
I find it hard to believe that a guy that has struggled for three seasons, then they try to switch positions to try to salvage a career, that like that is the issue why they weren't able to stop Lamar Jackson, a two-time MVP winner, and Derrick Henry, a guy that's won the rushing title multiple times. I get wanting to find an answer. I don't understand that logic.
Well, he needs to be cut. Get him off the roster. We can't use him then. We need to get him cut and bring somebody in that can do it. Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys.
Appreciate
man.
You, Bones. Right, thanks, bro, buddy. Here's what we're going to do. We're talking quarterbacks with a quarterback. Danny Cannell will join us next.